Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Something that's good for both men and women here on the Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. My name is Doug Steffen, here taking your calls, your comments, your thoughts, your questions. And you can use the easy-to-reach phone number, easy to remember, too, 888-553-7536. Or if you're fumbling around looking for the phone, 888-55-DRKEN for Dr. Ken. A lot of developments this week in Ebola. There's a lot of yak. There's a lot of foolishness. There's a lot of misinformation. Frankly, I'm tired of all of the scare, the fear. It's the same stuff that happened early on when you said this is not a big deal. It really still isn't a big deal, other than people arguing about preparing for the worst, and then the incidental personality conflict, as with this nurse named Casey Hickox. So if we don't want to, I'm not telling you what to do, Ken, but it's like my father said, I'm not trying to tell you how to run your business, but I think that we waste a lot of time talking about some of this stuff. It just is all political and...
We can go directly to some of the facts and talk about some of the true science, because that's just been used way too much in the media, you know, what the science shows, because the science is not enough in this area. You know, we need more science in this area, and I think the statements that are being made that are based on science are probably ahead of what the true science is. First, the good news. Let's start off Ebola. Is there possibly some good news?
The good news is you don't have it, I don't have it, Michael doesn't have it, and people listening to the program don't have it.
Well, but the number of new cases is slowing in Liberia. Burials are declining, and labs are getting fewer tests, according to the World Health Organization. The reason why, Doug, this is a big issue is because if it's not stopped, it's going to accelerate as it is exponentially, and the predictions in the next few months are just gigantic numbers, and hopefully we'll make an effort and get this thing stopped. So if we can get some effort to control this, interestingly, the African nations are not even participating in the effort to stop this, and again, America again is at the lead of this, but this is a world problem, and hopefully the world will come to a solution. And the news this weekend that is going to be most discussed is about this nurse, Casey Hickox, who has vowed to fight the Ebola quarantine order that the governor of Maine wanted to issue. So the governor of Maine went to the judge, the lead judge in Maine, and a court has issued in Maine a quarantine order for a nurse in Maine named Casey Hickox, who treated Ebola patients but resisted state officials' efforts to quarantine her. The court order was sought by the state and requires Casey to stay in her hometown of Fort Kent, avoid public transportation and businesses, and stay at least 3 feet away from others when outdoors. Casey Hickox treated Ebola patients in West Africa, and the Maine officials says she needs to be quarantined to protect public safety. However, Nurse Casey has fought the quarantine, saying she has no symptoms of Ebola, and this is going to be continued to be debated. My own feeling about this is that Nurse Casey, I want to commend her for going to West Africa and giving an effort to help fight this horrible problem. But when you come back, I don't think she's acting maturely, because the science is not totally clear how this thing is caught. It just isn't. You know, we hope that we understand it. You have this doctor, this doctor in New York who came back, and the day before he actually had his symptoms, he was out, you know, celebrating around the city, going bowling, eating meatballs, and riding the subway, and then the next day ended up in intensive care unit in Bellevue, and I think he's very sick. You notice you don't hear very much about his progress. I think he's probably of the Americans currently in the hospital the sickest, and I hope the best for him. But it's very hard for us individually to control ourselves in this situation. That's why we all have to follow the rules. But more importantly, this nurse and all healthcare workers have to realize the public is afraid. They're scared of this. So why would we act in such a way that this nurse is, that only gets the public so worked up and more scared? What's the big deal? She went over there. She gave a lot of her life. So what's the big deal? You hunker down, get some good books, catch up on some good movies, and spend 3 weeks inside and keep the rest of the American public feeling good and nice and cozy and not getting them all worked up. It's about public health, and public health is a physical and a mental thing, and we as healthcare providers have to understand the effect that we have on the public, and that's why she is not acting maturely, in my humble opinion.
All right, so she's selfish. That's basically the bottom line. 888-553-7536. Put yourself in her position. What would you do? That'd be a question. Put yourself in her position. What would you do? By the way, Fort Kent is the last outpost before you get to Canada. Right. It's the very last above Calais. It's just white. You can, as she can see Canada from her porch. Let's put it that way. 888-3. I think she's... everybody has these different streaks in them. I'd like to know what her birthday is, because I figure out how compliant she's likely to be basically from her astrology chart. I know you don't think that's science, but I can tell a lot from that. I think that everybody dances to a different tune. I think she's selfish. That's basically how I read it.
She's not thinking about anybody but herself.
No, if somebody were to say to her... how about, I don't know whether, does she have a job there as well, or was this the only thing that she's done? Does she have a job in a local hospital, let's say, for example, there, or in some doctor's office?
I thought she was
office?
In the military. She's in a military. Nurse in the military.
Right. So she's still getting paid? She was sent over as a military. Okay, I got it. Well,
I don't know exactly whether she volunteered. Those facts have not come out.
888-553-7536. All right. Calls about your health and well-being, particular things you may have learned about yourself this week that you know Dr. Ken can help you with, because he's really good at listening, he's really good at researching, he's really good at coming up with ideas. So we've had our say about Ebola, I think, pretty much, haven't we?
Well, I'd love to hear what the listeners think. Yeah. Am I wrong here? I'd love to hear some opinions.
All right. This is about opinions, about facts, about questions, about answers. The only dumb question is the one that isn't being asked. So you got one, help yourself to our line bank here, Bank of Lines, line bank, 888-553-7536. Something else to help yourself to is a better, fuller head of hair. Now, this product has been something we've talked about for quite a long time, and yet now all of a sudden, I don't know what it is, more and more people are responding to the suggestion that maybe it's more and more people are thinking, I want to look my best and feel my best about me. And Provia certainly helps you to do that by getting your hair back naturally. Ken has some more information.
Doug, it is simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana from Cambridge, Massachusetts, one of our listeners, tells us, my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. really made a difference so quickly. Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well. And it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind, and hello to fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works, or your money back.
All right, here's how you get Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, 800-543-5817. I enthusiastically endorse this product because I use it, and it has gotten the fuzz to go back in. See, we lose, you know this, Ken, you've had to explain this a lot to people. I think the cellular renewal in our systems, all of our cells, inside our body, outside our body, everything is replaced regularly. That goes for your hair. Hair falls out. If you get pores that are working, the hair grows back through it again. Problem is we use cheap shampoos and stuff, and then that plugs up the pores so the follicles can't get through the scalp. Look at your arm. You have hair in your arms, probably most of you, right? Most men do. I don't know about whether the women want to admit to that or not. But we all have hair on our body here or there, and it falls out. Needs to come back in again. Your pores don't get plugged up on your arms, your back, or chest, wherever it may be. And then you apply that thinking to your head. Oh, that makes sense. Well, your pores are plugged up. Hair can't get through. The use of Provia cleanses that pore problem, P-O-U-R-P-O-R-E, P-O-O-R, any or all of those. Pour P-O-U-R, Provia, onto your pores, P-O-R-E, and you will not have a poor, P-O-O-R, hairline. How's that? You like that, Ken?
I do.
Yeah, all right. 800-543-5817. People remember Provia. 800-543-5817. Get that hair back.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get back to our working relationship with Dennis, who's in Rome, Georgia, has a question to get things started on the phones with Dr. Ken. Yes, Dennis?
Yes, sir. I've been going to my urologist for the past month, and he's had me on Cipro for 4 months, 500 milligrams twice a day, and it got better, but it has gotten worse, and he says to stay on it, but I still have the sensation of the back hurting, burning inside my stomach, and also the urinary tract, so I want to know what he suggests.
Yeah, sometimes treating infections of the prostate can be very, very tough. How ill are you, Dennis? Is this just kind of a big nuisance, or have you been so sick that they're thinking of admitting you to the hospital? Give me a sense of the spectrum of severity of illness here.
No, sir. They haven't suggested I have not been that sick for a hospital, but I'm having the worst back stimulators for the pain, and it just doesn't never seem to go away. It's like a burning sensation now. I told them about this. Stay on the Cipro.
Okay. Well, did they call, what they need to do is talk to your urologist if they actually grew out a bug and they determine the sensitivity of the bug to the antibiotic. The other thing you want to make sure is that you haven't had a complication of this, such as a prostatic abscess. This needs to be looked at with an ultrasound. It sounds to me like you're not getting enough conversation with your urologist. They're just kind of spouting some things to you and you're not connected with them.
Okay, sir. I certainly appreciate it. I love your show. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thanks. We like people like you who call, ask good questions. We get the answers, and bingo, bango, on to the next. 888-553-7536. Email to drken@drkenshow.com or to me, doug@dougstefan.com. Do you need a pill? Find out from Dr. Ken, 21 after the hour.
But Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. You have a question about yourself, your spouse, the kids, friends. Everybody's walking around with some unanswered questions, and it's getting harder and harder to get to see a physician. So I'd love to help you get to the next step, give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Write it down. No paperwork. Hopefully little weight. No bill. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. That's 1-888-553-7536.
All right. In terms of news, there is a lot of controversy always about flu shots. This year, perhaps even more, because the flu shots don't seem to be relative to whatever the strain of flu is. I know you've had some recommendations about that, whether we get a flu shot or we don't get a flu shot. You know, my feelings about flu shots, and I don't know how to modify that, especially in light of the fact that it just seems foolish. Why would you get a flu shot when the strains of the flu material aren't applicable?
May I answer that?
Yeah.
Fantastic question. This year's flu shot, which is manufactured months before the flu actually appears, has to be anticipated what is going to be next year's flu. So there's some guesswork, educated guesswork. This year's flu shot, and maybe 1 year out in the future, there'll be a magic flu shot that covers everything. That's the big dream, but we're not there yet. But this year's flu shot covers four different potential flu viruses. And what we've learned already is that one of the four that is out there this year, actually is out there, has already mutated away from what is in the vaccine. So the vaccine covers three of the four viruses that are out there this year. Now, even though it doesn't cover one of the common strains that's out there this year, it does give you some benefit. So if you do get the flu, although it won't be as effective, we're thinking it's going to be about 60% overall effective this year, which is lower than usual. But if you do come out down with the flu, the feeling is that it won't be as severe. And why get the flu shot is because the flu still kills an average every year of 30,000 Americans, primarily the elderly, the very young, or those with chronic health problems. There were a few high school students this week who were reported dead because of the flu. This just tears your heart out.
Where? Yeah.
I know there was one in Pennsylvania.
All right, but the thing that was so confusing and annoying about this, frankly, is that the essence of what happens with people who get more and more every year, we hear more and more people. If you look at my Facebook page, facebook.com/Kaday, you'll see dozens of people who have stories about getting flu shots and getting sick.
Well, let me address that, because you're feeding this fire.
Well, I am, because I am having a meet.
Wait a second. Give me a second. This was reported this week in the medical journal Vaccine that more than 40% of people believe the myth that the flu vaccine can give you the flu, and even correcting that misconception might not convince them to get the vaccine. It's like they interviewed you for this study, Doug, and all your clones. This is a quote from a professor at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, the real Mayo Clinic, and he states that it's biologically impossible to get the flu from the injected vaccine. I've been telling you that for years, because it's an inactivated vaccine. Maybe theoretically, and I'll tell you in my experience, I've never heard of it, but maybe theoretically, and I'm sure someone has an issue, when you inhale the live vaccine, you can get it. The problem is, it takes a few weeks for the vaccine to work, and most people get it too late, like we're giving it out right now, so it's already spurred in Orlando. We're finally hearing reports of people finally getting the flu, so people are now worried, so they come by, they get it, and then during the incubation, it's too late, so then they think that the flu vaccine gave it to them, but it's not. It's just there hasn't been enough time for the flu vaccine to take effect. A quarter of the people surveyed were extremely or very concerned about the side effects, and most of the flu vaccine this year contains protection, I said, from about four different strains of the virus. All four will circulate this year, but unfortunately, one of these four strains has mutated.
All right, so there it is. Think about it as you will.
I'm convinced, Doug, of
888. Well, especially when you say it takes 2 weeks to take effect. 888-553-7536, 27 after the hour.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week, get stunning espresso, Hevea, 3/4-inch solid, pre-finished hardwood for just $2.99, or natural strand bamboo for 41% less than our competitors, and 18-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Want to know how to feel fit, fun, and fab for spring? Fitness expert Laura DeAngelis has tips for how to stay on your game. It starts with the hottest in technology.
The LG G Flex 2 smartphone looks great in exclusive Volcano Red on Sprint and Platinum Silver on U.S. Cellular. It has brilliant clarity and color and a revolutionary 5.5-inch curved full HD OLED screen.
The LG G Flex 2 smartphone keeps you fun and fab while you're texting, surfing the web, and making plans with friends. Now let's talk staying fit and fresh for your big night out. Keep yourself healthy in one easy step.
Make sure you have the new Cold Ease Cold Remedy plus natural multi-symptom relief cold and flu quick melts. They're formulated with zinc gluconate to shorten the duration of a cold, and they contain elderberry, peppermint, and licorice to relieve your cold and flu symptoms.
So enjoy some flavor and feel your best all season long. To learn more, visit videopump.tv.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Ken, come join us. We'll update you on all the healthcare news. I read all the journals that you need to know about, the ones you doctors are reading. I take the practical breakthroughs, the ones that can increase the time you're on planet Earth and also improve the quality of your life, and we deliver them in easy-to-understand language each week at this time. And you can join us. The lines are open. There's some places to help get some help from us. And if you wait, I promise you'll have to wait. You won't have to wait right now. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll free from anywhere in our 50 United States, 1-888-553-7536. One more time, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N.
So sleep news this week. If your partner is a snorer and you can't sleep and you're staring at the ceiling, is there a challenge that can be met here? First of all, snoring is caused most of the time by sleep apnea, right?
Well, let's untangle that, because a lot of people snore, but a fraction of those have sleep apnea. But on the other hand, people who have sleep apnea, most of those do snore. So it's just a warning. Sleep apnea is a very important problem. We used to think it was just one of these fascinations and not much to think about, but it's very important. 25% of adult men, 10% of adult women have it. It's very common. You actually stop breathing while you're sleeping. Most people are snorers. Many are obese, have large necks. And if you sleep with a sleep apnea person, they give off this characteristic noise when they awake, gasping for air. And it's very important that this be treated, because it will interfere with quality of sleep, so you'll be tired. And that's one of the ways a signal that you're dealing with this. Even after a great night's sleep, you're still tired. The other problems are, besides besides making you tired, you won't lose weight, you'll get obese. Other problems, your blood pressure. One of the major mysteries of why a lot of people have blood pressure issues, even after we look at all the other culprits, is because they have untreated sleep apnea. Untreated sleep apnea also leads to heart problems. The coronaries can get blocked. The electrical system won't work properly. So if you do have sleep apnea, talk to your local sleep expert. Most of them are pulmonologists, lung specialists who get interested in sleep. And this is something that needs to be taken care of by an experienced sleep doctor who can then adjust treatment. And many people don't like the CPAP options, but there are some other clever options out there if you talk to a sleep expert who can tailor it just for you.
Do most of the people who have sleep apnea need to be on a diet?
Well, many of them, unfortunately, are obese and losing weight. For those who have mild sleep apnea, sometimes nothing more than just getting some coaching on the right position to sleep in bed and losing weight can do it. But for more moderate or severe cases, it takes, in combination of what we just mentioned, more treatment.
37 million adults snore regularly. Men are more likely to snore than are women. Why is that?
Why are men more likely
to snore than women?
Can we say that it's due to size?
Yeah, if that's what it is. More men are overweight.
And it probably has something to do with the geometry of the anatomy of the upper airway and the larynx. It gets clogged up when you snore.
Really? Okay. All right. So there's that.
But women snore. I'll verify that. And that's all I'm going to say.
That is, huh? How about the temperature of the room in which you sleep? There are a lot of people who sleep in rooms that are just plain hot. I can't sleep when it's more than 62, 63 degrees in the room. I wonder if that is also something. And how do you compromise? Maybe more than anything else. That's a psychological question, probably more than a physical.
Well, you should sleep in a room where it's comfortable. That's the key. It should be just for sleeping and maybe a little other things. But mostly for sleeping. It's not a great place to watch television. It's not a great place to use any of the devices that have screens. Electrical screens in the dark room within an hour before going to sleep definitely affects the quality of your sleep. Study after study is showing this. And, you know, the bedroom first should be for sleeping.
Mattresses. How important. We have more mattress companies in this country. You can't turn the radio on without hearing Sleepies, Mattress Express, Mattress Preference, Mattress Big Smell. They're all over the place. Everybody's got a mattress store. So how important is a good mattress to getting a good night's sleep?
I think it's very important. And, you know, you'll get a lot of different opinions on this. And again, I think the key thing, you know, sifting through all of the various strong opinions on which is better, I think it's being comfortable so you get good quality sleep. And I like these companies now where you can have different qualities of your mattress on either side of the bed. And because many people, again, I won't get too personal, but I understand where people don't agree on how the mattress should feel.
Yeah. Well, that's why they have these mattresses that you can divide in half.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. If you're a tosser.
It's a fantastic innovation.
There are all kinds of things that are a part and parcel of this. Not an easy thing to solve, but something that you need to solve. You need to work on it. You need to do the research and get good mattresses. Make sure that you agree one way or another on how it is that you get the best rest and be sensitive to your partner.
The key is keeping all the distractions out of the room.
Yeah, right. Okay. So the sense of well-being here that I'm getting by talking about sleep, there's nothing more important. I think that's what you understand. When you talk about all the anti-aging aging people, they'll tell you you got to get more than, what, 6-7 hours of sleep a night.
7 to 8 for adult men and women. And the kids, there's a report out this week that almost all American teens are sleep deprived. 90% of them. This is in preventing chronic disease. Teenagers need 9 to 10 hours a night. 90% are not getting it. Schools are starting earlier and earlier. Big problem in America.
Well, the problem is
the devices.
Damn devices, exactly. And I don't sound like someone.
They're all texting. I live with a teenager, and I know. And there's just so much you can do.
Well, you know, it's your house, and it seems to me there ought to be some rules. Unless the what suffers are the futures of these people, because they're not doing well in school because they're sleep deprived. There's a carry forward here with all of this stuff. These devices are damnable. They have changed our culture. Right, they've changed everything. And it just isn't this. They're up in the middle of the night texting each other. They leave them on. They go bing, bing, bing. Every time there's a text that comes in, it is asinine. And parents that let their kids have them, it's kind of like playing football. I think at some point in time, you have to exercise what it is that the responsibilities are for a parent.
And mom and dad don't use them at the kitchen table either.
Ah, what an example that is. 888-553-7536. Lots of things that we're working our way through here today. Fewer hospital mistakes are saving lives. This is an interesting overview of what's going on, what hospital life is like. The guy who took out the wrong organ or sawed off the wrong foot. I mean, we've heard these stories over and over and over again, but these mistakes are going away. Is that because of consciousness? Is that why is there less of a problem now with that than there used to be?
This is because of a huge focused effort on everybody who works in a hospital and regulators, and this has been a huge effort in the last 10 years. You know, I've been working in hospitals for over 30 years. I go back to the first time I walked into helping a hospital, probably be the early 1970s, and as a student in high school. And I have seen dramatic changes in quality and efforts, a lot of it driven by the patients, but an awareness by hospitals and the people who work there, the administrators, that we need to do something. And finally, I think we're seeing the results of huge efforts and serious efforts. This comes out of Health and Human Services Department this week, that for many years, hospital mistakes and hospital-acquired infections have been one of the biggest killers of Americans, but patient safety drug efforts at American hospitals seems to be finally paying off. An estimated 50,000 more patients are alive today than would not be if hospitals kept making the same number of mistakes they did in just 2010 when things were hopefully turning around. But hospital-acquired conditions include things such as falls, pressure ulcers, infections at surgical sites, pneumonia caused by a patient's ventilator, catheter problems, that's a huge issue. When you get a tube put in, for example, to help with urination, and problems with patient drugs, drug errors. And hospital patients experienced 1.3 million fewer instances of harm from 2010 to 2013, and this translates to a 17% decrease over the three-year period. My advice, if you go into a hospital, make every effort not to be alone. That is, have someone there who loves you, be there with you as much as they allow.
All right, let's spend a moment talking about your hair. We concentrate a lot talking about Genucel in your face. Provia is a product that you can use for your hair to get your hair back. This is something, again, research is terrific on this. This is a product that was really highly, the people are highly motivated who come up with these products that we talk about, but their research is so essentially good in order to get Ken to sign on. The things that are going on that we describe are things that actually take place, and the research proves it. So when it comes to Provia, cleansing your scalp, cleansing the pores, getting things open so that the hair follicles can grow again, one of the important reasons to look at Provia to get your hair back instead of going to some guy that's going to charge you $5,000 to move your hair from one part of your head to another, Ken.
Exactly, Doug. Save that $5,000. So listen up, guys and gals. If you have not ordered Provia from Chamonix yet, now is your best chance. Just the season for the Christmas and holiday sale at Chamonix. Provia, it's an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana, one of our listeners from Cambridge, Massachusetts, she tells us, my hair was getting thin mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference so quickly. Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well, she tells us. And it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Might just be the best gift you get this holiday. Provia works, so your money back. That's why I like it.
All right. And when you call 800-543-5817 to order Provia, mention Dr. Ken, and you're going to get free express shipping. Again, a good thing for this time of year. Give it to people that you know who are follicularly challenged. I love using that. Follicularly challenged. It almost sounds like something on the holiday. Follicularly, follicular. 800-543-5817. Okay, so that was corny. 800-543-5817. Provia. You will try it, you will like it, or you will get your money back. And yeah, as Ken suggested, your hairdresser will notice. 800-543-5817. It cleanses the pores, gets the glunk, my father used to call it, that comes from these cheap shampoos that you use. We're not faulting you for that. Sometimes that's what works. 99-cent store, don't buy shampoo there because it'll plug up your pores. Well, you buy it because it's good for Provia. Plug them up and then you have the Provia to unplug them. 800-543-5817. Provia makes nothing but sense.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
The Doug Steffen and Ken Kronhaus collection of information and the presentation of same every weekend at this time. Good Day Health, 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougsteffen.com. Here's an email from Hans. Wants to know who you recommend, or is there a school for anti-aging? Is there, I'm not sure what the question may be about. Where do you go to get information? The whole business of anti-aging expertise has become a sort of medical profession in and of itself, has it not?
It is. This is a little bit of an area more out there, outside of the traditional world. So there is an American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and you may want to give them a call and find out. They always have a group of physicians who participate in their way of seeing the world, and I think that's what you're asking me about.
Well, I'll twist it around my own way. In terms of the ability that we have to live longer and healthier, that's something we all strive for. So the anti-aging people, whether they're all natural or whatever it is, I mean, we all want to live.
Let's move over to the more traditional. Now you're asking about the more traditional approach, because there is actually a group of specialists called them anti-aging specialists, and they are part of this American Academy, and I thought that's where you were heading with that. But again, I, as a traditional cardiologist, am definitely interested in helping everybody who comes in front of me to help them prolong and live longer. And there are so many things. We talk about it all the time, and to the point where hopefully everyone's aware that, you know, what you eat, exercise, not smoking, being an ideal body weight, knowing your numbers, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar, your weight. Those four numbers, you get those in the normal range, and you'll live probably longer than 90% of the people. And if we could get everybody into those normal ranges, we would probably have 80% less heart disease than we have right now. So those are some things that you want to do. Obviously, don't smoke, breathe clean air to the best of your ability, and live a stress-free life. And those are the foundations to anti-aging, Doug, and limit your sun exposure. That is what I would do. Diet is so important. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, a little bit of turkey, and fish.
There's some meat, yeah. Well, proteins. You remember, we were talking last week about sugar and how it affects you.
Sugar is worse than salt in producing blood pressure. News this week.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here. 51 after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronau's on with Doug Steffen. Good Day Health.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
About 53 past the hour, 888-55, Dr. Ken on the Good Day Health program. We were talking about sleep apnea, and I just said to Ken, I Googled it just to sort of get an overview. This is the new world order. I was just knocking technology only in the fact that the using these devices that are around all the time was keeping people awake in the middle of the night and making life miserable for a lot of people. Having said that, however, the technology of being able to find information very quickly is I think a benefit of all the technology. So anyway, back to talking about sleep problems. That's one of the themes. Oftentimes we have a thread through the course of the program that develops as we discuss one or two different issues. And so I'm thinking that this particular focus on sleep problems, what I came up with is asthma and how much of a problem asthma may be and how much more, never mind as far as sleep is concerned, but asthma in general. I came up with a list, Ken, of the cities in our country that have the worst problems with asthma. Tucson, Kansas City, Phoenix, Fresno, New York, El Paso, Albuquerque, Indianapolis, Mobile, Alabama, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Those are the 10 cities in the country that have the biggest problems with asthma. I guess you, in the dry climes like Arizona, Tucson, Phoenix, etc., Fresno, no, that's not that dry up there. That's a farming area. But New York, is it because of all the dirt and dust in the air? Is that what causes?
Oh, yeah.
Creates that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Los Angeles isn't in the list. Interestingly enough, we used to think of Los Angeles as the dirtiest air. It's really cleaned up a lot.
And there are some unexpected consequences of poor sleep that people think, oh, I'm just going to be tired. But sleepiness causes more auto accidents. It also dumbs you down. It increases the risk of leading health problems, heart disease, heart attacks, irregular heartbeats, strokes, diabetes. It also kills your sex drive.
Mm-hmm. Ah. All right, let's talk about that. There's a study this week about infertility in men and what causes it. What's the creation? Where do you go to get help for that?
Exactly. Guys, you need to know about this. And women, you love a guy, stay tuned here. Men, this is out of the medical journal Fertility and Sterility. Men with low sperm counts, Doug, poor sperm motility, and other abnormal semen production are at greater risk of having a number of health problems, including heart and vascular disease, skin diseases, disorders relating to other hormone systems of the body, and an increased risk of cancer and early death. So fertility is closely tied to overall health in men, is the upshot from this article. So if there is a fertility issue, just don't think that it only affects your ability to create a child. I think that any guy who's dealing with fertility issues needs to get a head-to-toe exam, a good internist, a family doctor, to do a thorough history and physical, and make sure that you're not dealing with any other issues.
What would be some of the other issues?
Well, heart issues, circulatory issues in any other part of the body, skin diseases, other hormonal systems, the adrenals, the thyroids, and cancers and early death.
Oof. All right. Here's a story. Women and the men who love them need to have this information. If you are a woman who's overweight, just losing 5 pounds can cut your risk of breast cancer down substantially, eh?
Exactly. This is great news, because we think about drugs for breast cancer, but imagine diet coming up as good as any of the chemotherapy that is often recommended. This comes out of the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium just this past Friday. A lot of new results reported. Losing 5 pounds, Doug, could dramatically reduce the chance of dying from breast cancer. Trials on 2,400 women treated for breast cancer found that death rates a decade later were almost 70% lower among those with some of the deadliest cancers who had lost weight. That's an incredible effect. Diet appears to be as effective as any drug in tackling some forms of the disease of breast cancer.
Ah, wow. Diet, I guess it makes sense, because you're thinking a lot of times cancers are caused by fats. A lot of people who are men who are obese get all kinds of cancer problems.
Exactly.
Prostate cancer.
They also reported at this meeting that eating a low-fat diet may reduce the risk of early death in some women with breast cancer.
Sleeping is one of our major themes. Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus on how to get a great night's sleep. Help yourself. You're here to fix yourself by listening and doing. 888-55-DR-KEN, 59 after the hour. Good day, health.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.